A church stands ready for ministry following Russia's latest terror bombing. Technology brings a hope transformation to Southeast Asia, and a study of faith brings Bibles to Northern India. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A car packed with explosives exploded yesterday in Vladikavkaz, Russia, killing more than a dozen and injuring more than 100. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba says their people are okay. Area Director Gennady Turkun told Rakhuba,
he says it's not going to stop us anyway because we like to show that we are the next generation peacemakers. We like our people to go back and reach out to their families, bring them comfort, humanitarian aid, bring them peace. Not just words, he says, but action.
Rakhuba says this response wouldn't be possible without the Schools Without Walls training. And that's why Russian Ministries needs your support.
It's a non-formal, very flexible approach to train next generation peacemakers. These young people who see what happened, based on that, they say, we need to get them the gospel. Although they want to reach us with death, we reach back to them with the gospel of peace and hope.
It costs just $40 a month to support a next generation peacemaker. Next, although a Florida church has canceled the September 11th Quran burning ceremony, the incident cast the light on challenges of ministry to Muslims in the States. Fuad Masri of the Muslim Outreach Crescent Project says,
the solution today is for Muslims to know really what did Jesus come to teach, what is his message, and that he can save them from their sin. And this story out of Florida is distracting the issue.
So how should Christians respond?
We need to build bridges. We need to start by showing love, compassion to our Muslim friends, make the statement that we do not believe that disrespecting anyone is a Christian value. You can even say that Jesus said to love your neighbor, and you are my Muslim neighbor.
Crescent Project is putting the focus on Christ by giving Bibles to Muslims. $10 covers it, but give generously. In the meantime, pray for openness in light of what's happened.
This is just another additional way to distract from Muslims hearing the words of Christ and coming to know him as Savior and Lord.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Victims of the Haiti earthquake are still suffering the medical effects. To tend to these needs, an HCJB global team from Ecuador just entered Haiti for the third time since the quake. The team, made up of three nurses and four doctors, is partnering with a Samaritan's Purse clinic. While in Haiti, the team is handing out check-in forms with a spot for prayer requests to spark spiritual conversation. Pray that bodies and souls will be healed as a result of the trip. Elsewhere, there's a people group living in the remote eastern highlands of Southeast Asia whose name means people of the Valley of the Sun. However, the Ketning people were known for cannibalism, occultism, and animism. With the help of the gospel, though, roughly 75% of their people group has been transformed. The seed company is now helping them translate the Old Testament. They hope to be finished with the project sometime in 2013. And the state of Bihar in North India is home to nearly 83 million people. The name stems from the word monastery, and the region shares a long history with Buddhism. It's become known as the graveyard of missions, which is why Bibles for the World is focusing its attention there. Bibles for the World's Moi Padaiti says beginning this week,
100,000 Bibles are on their way to families in Patna in the state of Bihar in India. The need is so great to share the gospel. Let us pray that the Lord will prepare the hearts of the people to receive his word with gladness.
The name of the region celebrates the dedication to the pursuit of faith. Padaiti says you can help.
Do you know that you can reach a family with a copy of God's word for only $2.25? Truly, no child of God is too young or too old, too rich or too poor to have a part in this program.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Got some good news. You can win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name's drawn, Global Action will be sending you to India to help distribute blankets to the needy in the winter months to keep them from exposure during that time. You can activate your name right now. Just call 1-800-995-4828, or you can do it all by yourself. Just click on the link at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.